This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're jumping into the letter of 2 Thessalonians today, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul the Apostle, he wrote this letter from Corinth less than a year after he wrote 1 Thessalonians. He and his companions, Timothy and Silas, they had visited Thessalonica on their second missionary journey. We can read about that in Acts 17. They started the first church there, but Paul, he had to leave suddenly because of the persecution. This prompted him to write his first letter, 1 Thessalonians, and that contained words of comfort and words of encouragement. Paul then heard how the Thessalonians had responded to this letter. The good news was that they continued to grow in their faith. But the bad news was that false teachers were there and were spreading false stories and lies, leading people to quit their jobs. They were telling people that it was the end of the world, so Paul, he had to write to them again. The purpose of Paul's first letter was to comfort. Paul's second letter was to correct false teaching. We begin in verse 1, and our text says, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the assembly of the Thessalonians and God our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. The Living Bible says, from Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church in Thessalonica, kept safe in God our Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, verse 1 is more than just a hello. Paul's letter was not written to some broad and nebulous group of believers. Rather, he wrote to the organized church, the body of believing Christians, the fellowship community that met together in body life and in unity there in Thessalonica. These were, and they still are, the called out ones. Now, I emphasize that fact because we can be apt to fail to note that the New Testament was written to churches. Now, even though there is specific and individual instruction found within those letters, they ultimately were written to churches, not to home Bible studies, not to solo flyers, but churches. Churches as so prescribed and designed in the New Testament, that which Jesus said, quote, the gates of hell will not prevail against, end quote. These were the recipients of the New Testament letters. That's right, with all their organization and their leaders and their offices, even with all their imperfections and shortcomings. Now, any attempt to reject the corporate aspects of the Bible or to negate and refuse the premise of the centrality of the church in the manifest of the gospel means you have to cut a large swath out of your Bible and certainly circumnavigate around the primary purpose of its total message. There will, however, be those even today that claim to love God but at the same time disdain his people and their churches. Yet 1 John 3, verses 14 through 16 says, quote, we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. He who doesn't love his brother remains in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life remaining in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers, end quote. Now, please note also the reference here is not to God the Father, but rather to God our Father. Clearly, we are wed together in salvation under the one shed blood of Christ. Thus, there is never both us and you. There is only us. And you are either a part of us or you are not. And we prove that not by what church we attend, but again, by our behavior and whether we love our brethren in deed as much as in word.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.